trying to inform the public and inform our political leaders that Florida's environment and its water resources are the bedrock of the state and its society. And if we don't take better care of it, then it will not be good news for Florida or Florida's economy, because the economy depends on the environment and vice versa. So the environment and the economy are inextricably linked together, and we feel that not enough attention is being paid to protecting our water resources and Florida's environment. And that's what brought the FCC together, and that's our main mission.
Now, as you may know, the little community of Cedar Key has been battling with a problem of too much salt water in its drinking water because of the drought and whatnot, and the timeliness of that bringing attention to how the lack of taking care of, I guess, our water supplies and springs can bring about some harsh circumstances, right?
Absolutely. When it gets right down to brass tacks, it's my very strong opinion that the public cares more about its water resources and its environment than just about anything else that you can name. So, yes, it's important. You can go across north and central Florida. The Apalachicola River, for example, is at a historic low. Silver Springs flow is down 50%, and the water's cloudy. Rainbow Springs, same issue. Go over to Keystone Heights, Interlochen area, and you'll see dry lake beds with vehicle tracks running through them. That's happening all over North Florida. Kissingen Springs near Bartow in Polk County went dry in 1950. White Sulphur Springs used to be one of the earliest and most famous tourist attractions up at White Springs. It hasn't flowed in over a year. So go any place in North and Central Florida, and you'll see the results, probably impacted by the drought, certainly, but a lot of water is being pumped out of the aquifer. And the aquifer, the groundwater, supports the springs and lakes and rivers. So it's a pretty sad scenario at this point in time, but we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic, and we, the FCC, all of its members, are trying to put the word out that the people and our state leaders need to do as much as they can, and they need to start soon.
Let's talk about one of the touchier issues here. A lot of the decisions about pumping Florida's water come from our water management districts, which have had a tendency through the years of being a little bit political, and people are a little bit frustrated over some of the large permits that have been allowed for, you know, Florida's agriculture and a variety of private investments.
You're right. The water management districts are in a difficult situation. They always have been. To allow economic growth, commerce, and agriculture, there has to be water. To protect the environment, there has to be water. The water management districts are faced with trying to find that balance. And they're under a lot of pressure from, you know, both sides of the spectrum. But the Water Management District, as an institution and as a law, Chapter 373 Florida Statutes, is the best in the country. So the Water Management Districts are really Florida's best hope for finding that balance and protecting the environment while allowing agriculture and industry and economic opportunity to carry forward, because we have to have both. So I'm not going to criticize the water management districts, because they've done the best they can. They certainly do get a lot of heat put on them from people that want permits, let's say. But we have to stand with water management districts, because without them, what's the option?
Now, one of the biggest ones facing the St. Johns River Water Management District is a decision over the Adena Ranch, which could have a major impact on the Silver River, and that certainly drew a lot of protesters at a recent dedication ceremony of a building for IFAS. And the Canadian businessman who wanted to put in all these wells says that in hearing all of the concerns, he wants to do the right thing and be considered a good environmentalist and not take too much water. But that particular case has really brought out the people, especially during these drought conditions.
Well, it certainly has. It's a very controversial issue. And that decision by the St. John's Water Management District has not been made. And the St. John's Water Management District and, you know, people higher up in state government are fully aware of the concern with that permit. The Water Management District has a lot of options, which is reducing the amount. And I think that Mr. Stronach indicated that, you know, he wants to be a good citizen. He wants to be flexible. So we're still hoping that this will get worked out in a way that will certainly not, hopefully not, impact Silver Springs and Silver River and other water resources of the area.
Now, tomorrow at the Silver River State Park, you have a pretty big event going on. Pardon the question, but in many ways, won't there be a lot of preaching to the choir at an event like that?
There will be some of that. It's my understanding that people from all over the region, maybe all over the state, will be coming to that event, and it will get hopefully a lot of media attention as well as citizenry attention. So what we're trying to do is, through direct contact with the public, through the media, educate people and educate the decision makers about the importance and the public interest. The public interest in Florida's water resources and environment is what we're trying to raise the awareness on. So there will be some preaching to the choir, but we have to remind ourselves that this is serious, and it's our, you know, best bet is to put the word out and keep putting the word out. And everybody that hears it for the first time and understands it and cares and tries to act, that's one up for the environment.
Senator Graham expressed quite a bit of dissatisfaction over how lawmakers have been handling this issue, especially in 2011.
Well, the 2011 legislative session basically rolled back about 40 years of environmental law. That law, Chapter 380 and the growth management process, diminishing the water management districts, unfunding Florida Forever, Florida's famous land acquisition program. Those laws were in and on the books during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, which was Florida experienced fantastic economic and development through those years. And these same laws were in effect then. They didn't slow down the fantastic growth that Florida had. But in 2011, they were taken down, and that 2011 legislative session was the stimulus for the creation of the Florida Conservation Coalition.